Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Schreier's here. Jim has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last couple of years, and he is one of our top management experts in the Brain Trust, specializing in management and leadership training, organizational development, those kinds of things. He's a director of training for our buddy Joel Barker, Strategic Exploration Tools, and he's our good friend, Joel. Jim, welcome back to the show.
You're welcome. Thank you. Glad to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. So I said something to you last time you were here, and it caused you to scratch your head a little bit, didn't it?
Yes, absolutely. We were talking, and you mentioned that the number of small businesses is significantly down, and I actually did some research on that, and turns out that there's some interesting numbers about that. But what's
let me see if I got this straight. So I made a statement, and you had to go fact check me. Is that what you're saying?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah.
Well, how did I do? How did I do?
You did pretty well. It looks like the number of small businesses are down, and that kind of fascinated me because there's so much popularity, so much talk, so many universities and other things are doing these entrepreneur. Everybody wants to be an entrepreneur these days, and start their own multi-billion-dollar business.
Right.
So I was kind of fascinated by that paradox, if you will, of, wait a minute, everybody's trying to teach people how to become entrepreneurial, and yet the small business numbers are down. So what's going on here?
Well, in order to understand what's happened and what is happening, you have to go back and look at what everything that's happened since 2007. A lot of people think the recession, the Great Recession, began fourth quarter 2007. I predicted it. In January of 2008, in my newsletter, I said I believe the recession has already started. So that was, as you know, about 8 months before the financial crisis. The financial crisis and the recession are two different things associated somewhat, but basically, when you got a combination of the recession, the financial crisis, which basically just about took down the global economy, and then on top of that, the election of a progressive anti-business president, and there's no question that Barack Obama was, this is not me taking a shot at him. The man obviously he's a capitalism skeptic, and he was not the enemy of small business. And so when you consider that how the recovery from those two big events, the recession and the collapse, and then you throw in a president who didn't care anything about Main Street, especially Main Street, you had what I call a lost decade. And two things happened. We lost a lot of small businesses that just could not weather the kind of economy that in that lost decade, and two, the environment and the capital structures just weren't right to help people start businesses. And so what you wind up with 10 years later is you wind up with a different kind of a small business sector than you had before, which is to say a smaller sector. What do you think? Does that make sense?
I think that, it makes absolute sense and absolute concern. And yet, what I see, first of all, as I said, I see this craze of people being entrepreneurial and taking entrepreneurship classes in colleges. So that kind of interests me.
That's good. I love that. See, I'm excited about what you just said. I hope that's what happens. The problem, the concern that I have for going forward with the small business sector, Jim, is a lot of these people – especially the younger ones, have a hard time with anything that has any kind of dust on it at all, any kind of cobweb-looking impression to them at all. And that's where the fundamentals are, Jim. And you and I both know you can't run a business if you can't practice the fundamentals. And the fundamentals are hundreds, if not thousands, of years old. And all the new stuff that you got to have, the old, dusty, moth-eaten small business owners like you and me, Jim, we have to practice the new stuff too. But the young people have to practice the old stuff, like cash flow, like keeping your financial statement, like operating your business financially, like having a good relationship with a bank, like knowing how to capitalize your business. Those have to happen, or it doesn't matter what kind of a product you make. It doesn't matter how fancy your widget is. You're not going to make it.
I agree, and I think that's the other thing, that what you just mentioned is so important, because I think what I see, and I don't say this is wrong because I have nothing against entrepreneurs starting fantastic businesses that grow huge, is that everybody wants to have that huge business. They don't want to have that smaller business.
Right.
So what's being ignored is that small business that's going to stay small but stay successful for many years. And
it's the foundation. It's the foundation of the American economy, Jim.
Yeah. And I think we're ignoring that sector a lot in some things that we've got this. And this goes back to our good friend Joel's paradigm stuff. We've got this paradigm that everybody's got to be the next biggest company in the country.
Well, there are plenty of people out there, and this is one thing that I've talked about a lot with a lot of the so-called eggheads in the entrepreneurial community out there, and that's that the entrepreneurs are not just in Silicon Valley. Entrepreneurs are not just people like Bezos and some of the other guys. Entrepreneurs are regular folks out there. Sue the baker and Bill the mechanic. I mean, those people starting small businesses out there and going out on their own for their own account. Those are entrepreneurs too. And as you say, and as we say, they're the foundation of the economy. They need more help, and they've been getting some help. And what we'll do when we come back, let's talk about some of those things that they're going to be getting some help from, like healthcare. They're going to be getting some help in that area. They've gotten some help in the tax reform, but in my opinion, not enough. Jim, I need your website, please.
Farcliffs, FARCLIFFS.com. Farcliffs.com.
Right. And you got a new book coming out?
Yeah, I'm working on something. Also trying to work on a new book with Joel. So.
Yeah, I know. We're looking forward to that one. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Jim Schreier after this break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasting Games. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.